John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This gentleman will be at Punchline Philadelphia tonight and tomorrow night for two shows each night at 7:30 and 9:45, and tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Ladies and gentlemen, he is back. Robert Kelly is in the room. Hello, sir.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Now, can I call you Bobby?
Oh, of course.
Okay. All right.
You call me whatever you want.
No, because if I recall correctly, you wanted to be Bobby Kelly, but there was another Bobby Kelly who got in your way?
Yeah, there's a Bobby. When the internet first got big, and it makes me sick that I was around for that. Like, I remember tape, getting a cassette tape of Joan Jett. And now, when it first got big, if you Googled or whatever you did back then, if you Bobby Kelly, some wood carver, poet, / spoken word comedian in New Hampshire would show up. So I went with Robert Kelly, which, you know, in a few years wound up being bad, too, because of R. Kelly.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Okay.
You know how many disappointed limo drivers there are in Vegas just holding an R. Kelly sign, thinking he's going to get a nice fat tip? Maybe a bunch of hot chicks in the back of the limo, and just dumpy Bob Kelly shows up from Boston with a $5 tip. Here you go, buddy. Oh, it's awful. You can see their facial expressions as I walk up to them. That's me. They're like, no, it isn't. I'm like, it's me. Let's go. He's not coming.
So how's life? What's going on?
Life is great. Having a five-year-old is the best. I love it. I love my son. Look, it's the best thing in the world one day, and then the worst thing in the world the exact next day, or sometimes the exact next hour. I was in New Hampshire with my kid last week on a lake, just me and him, swimming. It was like one of the three greatest things I've ever done in my life, just with my kid. And then we go for ice cream, and he lets one loose out of the back of his shorts in front of 90 people eating ice cream.
I was going to ask you about this, because I was actually going to say, how's the little fart king?
Right? Because no, I'm not talking that.
Oh, no. Yeah.
My wife had to use her Starbucks cup.
See, I understood that.
Yeah. My wife had to literally bend down and just, you know, she had a hot Starbucks she was in love with. She had, because everybody's eating ice cream. They're all sitting. We couldn't go back to the ice cream place for the week because my son ruined it for everybody. We're banned.
Because the last time you were here, you told us about a wedding he was at, and then a moment of silence was, you know. And he just lets one rip.
Oh, we're still getting stuff for that. Yeah. It was one of the hottest. I mean, it was on a pond in Sandwich, New Hampshire. The sky was beautiful. It was ripple clouds. You couldn't, I mean, it was all young people in the wet. They were gorgeous. Everybody was pretty. And my son let one rip like a trombone player doing a solo. It was... farts let you know who people are. Do you understand? The laughter that came after that, in the middle of the vows, literally, they've been with my uncle, has been who I love, but I was so glad that this happened because he's the rich uncle.
Right.
Oh, my kid ruined his, it makes me so happy. But the laughter that happened, just, you know, you're at a funeral and somebody says something funny about the dead person, you start cracking up, and you're not supposed to, everybody's crying, but you're laughing, you have to make those into tears. But people get mad too. The people who get mad are terrible people. If someone farts in a place you're not supposed to fart, and someone, you get mad, you're a crap person. You really are. Don't ever come to my shows. I want only people that laugh at... If you have a fart gun, you ever see the little fart guns?
Yeah.
That should make you crack up every single time. Every time you hear, get the fart app. If you don't laugh at the wet mosquito, I don't ever want to talk to you. I want nothing to do with you. The wet mosquito should make God laugh.
What does the wet mosquito sound like?
It sounds like this. It's just somebody trying to hold something back, but for too long, and so, it's hot out that day.
So, with the exception of his bowel problems, how is life with a five-year-old?
Oh God, it's, you know, here's the thing. I've never had a dad. Any father-son event I ever had to go to, I didn't bring anybody. Or like, I remember I had to bring Mr. DiPersio to the potluck supper in sixth grade. I was sitting there with my teacher as my dad, and it was great for him to do that. But I remember the kids were looking at me like, that's not your dad. You know what I mean?
Oh.
But I, my kid finally had the bring the dad to school day. Mm-hmm. I got up. I've been waiting 47 years for this.
Okay.
You understand that? I was a piece of crap my whole life. Juvie, all this stuff. Making out sober. Just misogynistic 20-year-old hunk of God. I'm in love. I'm finally here. I'm a man. I love my wife. I'm a good guy. And I'm with my son. And I get there, and he loses his mind. He doesn't want to hold my hand. He gets sulky. He starts acting up. I'm in a line of people. You really can't hit him anymore. Like, I'm not saying you should hit a kid, but you should be able to shake him like an Etch-A-Sets and just redo the board. You know what I mean? Just, let's make a house again, you know? Oh, the picture, I wish I had it. It's just him mad and me just trying to smile.
Oh, God, that must have been crushing.
I got home, I was like, he ruined it. I'm screaming at my wife. She stops talking. I go, just let me talk. I don't want you to talk to me. Just let me get it out. And plus, you know, I blame my therapist, too. He takes August off. This, what a hunk of garbage. I don't know what this is. All therapists take the month of August off. Okay. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah,
no.
That's a thing. How about if August, we were right there, and I was about to take a turn for the better and figure it all out. But no, he takes the month off. Everything tumbles out of control. The wheels fall off my car. And by September, I need him for another 8, 9, 10 months.
It seems like there's a plan here.
Yeah, he should. I'm going to sue him. I'm going to sue him. I was almost there. If it's this July, I wouldn't be yelling right now. We'd be laughing. We'd have a fun time. But now, because of him, I'm screaming. Oh, God. Yeah, it's all right. What are you? But I love my son. He's the best.
Do you have a picture of him? I want to see.
I do. You want to see a picture of him?
Yeah.
This is us hiking the other day. You ready? I took him hiking, and we're in the middle of the woods. And I was like, "Hey, take a picture for Dad." You know, this is where that's me naked. You don't want that.
I do not want to see that.
You always got a full view.
Yeah,
of that.
I'm standing right next to him. So.
It wasn't sexual. I had to send it to my doctor.
Really?
No.
Well, it wasn't sexual for you.
Now everything's weird. What the heck?
You know, while he's looking for his picture, let me tell you, Robert Kelly will be appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows each night, 7:30 and 9:45 at Punchline Philly. You get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Oh, look at that. Oh, man. You know what? That's attitude. That's great.
Oh yeah.
That is great.
Yeah, but that's the scary part. Is one day he got sad at something one day. Mm-hmm. And his mom wouldn't let him have something.
Right.
And I was like, okay. And I just, you know, being in the show business that right. I am, I kind of was like, wait a minute. I said, hey Max, come here for a second. I said, show me sad face. And he did the sad face.
Uh-huh.
I go, show me angry. And he showed me this angry face.
Right.
I said, show me happy. And he smiled. I go, you little son of a gun. you little lion sacker. I know you. And I grabbed him by the back of the head very gentle, and I pulled him in, and I whispered in his hand, I go, I got your number, kid. I got you. And if you want me to tell your mom, I'll keep it quiet, but you better listen. You understand me? Or I'll rat you out to your mother.
Robert Kelly, our guest, Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.